Starting with Ezes Hashem, Hilchas Basa B'cholav, Shir 7. Simin Peites Sif Aleph. Let's start with the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Hei, towards the middle of the Amud, the last word on the line Gufa, right across the Tosfos L'Seudasa. Gufa, Amar Rav Chista, Ochal Basar Asur Le'echal Gvina. Someone who eats meat may not eat cheese afterwards. Gvina, if you eat cheese, Mutu Le'echal Basar, you can eat meat afterwards. Amar Rav Achal Ba Yosef L'Rav Chista, Rav Achal Ba Yosef. Asked Rav Chista, Basar Ben Hashinayim Mahu. What happens if I find meat in between the teeth? Do I have to remove it in order to eat cheese? Or once it's stuck inside, it's not called meat anymore? Korilei, so Rav Chista answered him, Habaso Edenu Ben Shinehim. The Pasuk says, by the Misoininim in Pashas Ba'alo Yischa, that they died when the meat was still stuck in between their teeth. So we see that even though it's in between their teeth, it's still called meat, and therefore you have to remove meat found in between your teeth in order to eat cheese. Omer Ma'ukva, Ano Loha Milso Chalo Bar Chamro Legabi Abo. Ma'ukva said, in this thing, I can be compared to my father like vinegar, the son of wine. Meaning that I'm not as good as my father. The ilu abo ki havi ochel biswa idna loy havi ochel gvina ad lamocher ad hashto. My father, if he ate me today, he would not eat cheese until tomorrow at this time, meaning 24 hours from now. The ilu ano bahasa udasa hu deloy achilna. I don't eat cheese in the same suda as meat. The sudasa achrito achilna. But in the following suda, I will eat cheese. Now, what does it mean, l'sudasa achrita? So, Tezis says, lav b'sudasa shevagilam la'asais achas shachris v'achas arabis. It's not talking about, necessarily, that you have to wait from the time of the morning meal to the time of the evening meal. El afilo la'alter, even if you want to eat another meal right afterwards, emsi l'kashulchan u'birech, if you took away the table, meaning you cleared off the table, and you set up a chachoina, mutter, it's mutter to eat in the next sa'uda, according to Ma'ukva. The light plug Rabbanan. Rabbanan did not differentiate between the length in between the meals. Because as we see, there's different opinions how long it takes between one meal and the next, and therefore Tosfos says that since Rabbanan usually make an even shear, over here it must mean that even the next meal, right afterwards, one can eat cheese. That's Tosfos' opinion, but the Rosh and the other Rishonim hold that the sudasa achrina means the normal next suda, which means you have to wait the amount of time in between the morning meal and the evening meal, which according to the Rambam is 6 hours. That's Marukva. The Maisa Lahalocha, Tosfos and Kuvdalaram and Beis, Divir Maschel Oif, brings Rabbeinu Tam in the Bahag, that if you eat meat, it's also to eat cheese without washing and wiping out your mouth. But if you wash your hands and rinse and wipe out your mouth, it's mutter to eat cheese afterwards. Even in the same meal. And Tosfos holds that Ma'ukva, when he says that he would wait till a different meal, either he means that he would eat in a different meal even without kinuach and adacha, or he was machman himself not to eat in another meal. But l'halocha, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, once I do a kinuach and adacha, I can eat cheese. However, the Rambam paskins that you have to wait till the next suda, which is 6 hours. This is also how the Ran says, in the name of the Rif, that Me'ukva is Me'ikra Adin, and therefore you have to wait until the next Suda. There's one more opinion amongst the Rishonim that Tadaka Moshe brings from the Shleish Charidoris and from Nisav HaHeter, that Me'ikra Adin, one has to wait an hour. So the Shleish Charidoris says that he's not found a source for the waiting 1 hour, but that was a minug. But those who want to be Machmer should be Machmer and wait like the Rambam 6 hours. The Maisa, the Goin says, in Bir Agva, that the source for waiting 1 hour, even cheese after meat, is the Zayar, which we'll see later. That holds that between the meat, cheese and meat, you have to wait 1 hour. That's the basic machlokes, how long you have to wait between cheese and meat. One more thing we have to discuss is, what's the din by chicken? So the Gemara in Kuvdalar Amud Beis says, right below the circle, V'tayme Esther L'melech B'shem Mordechai, so the Gemara says, Tono Igro, Chamua D'Rabbi Abba, Igwa, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, said, Oif v'gvino necho ba'afikoyrin. Chicken and cheese can be eaten derech hefker, meaning without being careful between the two. So what does this mean? You do not need to wash your hands or wipe at your mouth in between chicken and cheese. So the simple reading means that after chicken, one can eat cheese even without doing netilah and a kinuach. So the Gemara says, Rav Yitzchok Bavedu, Rabbi Meshavshi, Ikla Labei Rav Ya'ashi. Rav Yitzchok came to the house of Rav Ashi. Aisalei Gvina, Ochal. They brought him cheese and he ate it. Aisalei Biswa, they brought him meat, Ochal, and he ate it. But they mashed yode, and he didn't wash his hands in between. Omalei. So they told Rav Yitzchok, Vatoni Igwa, Chamur, Rav Abba, Oifu Gvina, Nechal, Bafikoyin, that between chicken and cheese, you don't have to be careful and do Hadach and Kenuach. Oifu Gvina in, Basav Gvina loy. So between chicken and cheese, you don't have to be careful. But between meat and cheese, you do have to be careful. Omar lahu, hani mili be'lelio, avu b'yamama ha'chazino. He said that by meat and cheese, that's only by night, that I can't see my hands. But by day, I can see if my hands are clean, and therefore I don't have to wash them off. So the question of the Gemara is, the Tosfos asks, and all the Rishonim ask, is, the story by Rabbi Yitzchok was that he ate cheese first, and then meat. And Igwa is saying chicken and then cheese. So maybe Igwa holds that only between chicken and cheese you don't have to be careful, but meat and cheese you do. How do we see from Igwa that after cheese you also have to be careful and not eat meat without washing? So therefore the Rambam learns that Igwa means, when it says oif v'gvina, it means cheese first and then chicken. That if when eating cheese and then chicken, Igwa says that you don't have to do netilah and kinuach. But to eat cheese and then meat, you would have to do a netilah and a kinuach. That's also similar to what the first Teretz in Tosfos. However, the Ramban learns that Igwa holds that even after chicken, you don't have to do a kinuach and a netilah. And the question of Rav Yitzchok is that if Igwa holds that the only difference between chicken and meat is cheese following chicken, but there's no difference by cheese first. Even by meat, you don't have to do netilah and a kinuach. So why doesn't Igwa tell us a bigger chiddush, that even by meat, if I eat cheese first, I don't need a netilah and a kinuach? Therefore, since he doesn't say that, we can conclude from Igwa that only by cheese after chicken or chicken after cheese is it mutter without a netilah and a kinuach. But by meat after cheese, I would need a netilah and a kinuach. And the reason chickens is more lenient is brought at the end of Tosfos, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that chicken doesn't stick as much to the hands and teeth, and therefore you do not need a netilah and a kinuach. So now let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ochal basar afilu shel chaya bo'oif lo yo'oichel gvina acharov. One who eats meat, even meat of a chaya, or chicken, may not eat cheese afterwards, ad sheyishe sheish shoyis, until he waits 6 hours. Rafilum shok et shir, even if he waits 6 hours, im yesh basa ben hashinayim, if he finds meat in between his teeth, tzoruch lehesivu, you have to remove it, b'haloyes letinok, tzoruch lehamten. And a person who chews meat to soften it for a child also must wait, even though he didn't swallow it. We'll see soon why you have to wait by these cases, depending on the reasons of the 6 hours. But first, let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'matza achakach bosa shebein hashinayim." If you find afterwards, after 6 hours, meat in between the teeth, umay siroi, and you took it out, tzorach lahadiach piv koydim sheyochal hakvina. After you take it out, you still have to wash out your mouth before you eat cheese. There are those that say you do not have to wait 6 hours after eating meat, before eating cheese. Rather, as soon as one says a birchas hamazon, he can eat cheese by doing a kenuach, wiping out your mouth v'hadocha and washing it out. We shall see later how this is done. The minig in the places of the Ramah was to wait 1 hour. And afterwards they would eat cheese. Even if you wait an hour, you have to say a birchas hamazon after the meat meal, in order to eat cheese. To az havi kisuud acheres, the mutter leachal ledivin makilim. Avo beloy bichasam mazin leimahani hamtones shaw. But without saying bichasam mazin, even if you waited an hour, it doesn't help, because the ikur adin is, according to the Ramah, is lagma ukva, that it has to be from mesuda lesuda, has to be a separate suda. Therefore, you have to bench. So therefore, without benching, you do not do the ikur adin. And the minhag was to wait an hour, but this is besides benching. So Ramah continues, ve'en chiluk im hamtin hashor koydin bichas amazin oy achakach. There's no difference if you waited the hour before benching or after benching. If you found the meat in between your teeth after waiting an hour, you have to clean it out from your teeth and remove it. There are those that say you should not make birchas hamazon if your intention is to eat cheese following the meal. Avol ein ezom b'se. But the minhag was not like this, and if someone wanted to eat cheese, all you have to do is bench if an hour passed, and then he could eat cheese, even if his intention of benching was to eat cheese. So the Ramah concludes, V'yesh medaktakin, lehamtin sheish shoyis, there are those that are careful to wait 6 hours, achar chilas basar l'gvina, v'chein nochon lasis. This is the proper way to do. In other words, the ikur adin and the minhag was just to bench and wait an hour, but it's proper to wait 6 hours. It's not me'ikur hadin, according to the Ramah. The Mashal always says a stronger lashon. He says, "The chen moy lasis l'chol mishu yish by reach toira." To anyone who has a reach of toira, should wait 6 hours. And the Sifzadah says that that became the halacha and the minhag to wait 6 hours after eating meat. This was in the places of the Shach and the Primigonim in Poland. In other countries, they had different minhagim. In Germany, the minhag was to wait 3 hours. In Holland, the minhag still took today to wait 1 hour. And each person should follow the minhag of the places that he came from. Someone who comes from Poland cannot be makel to wait less than 6 hours, except under extenuating circumstances of someone sick. But someone who comes from Germany, or these places that are wait less and wants to be machmer, should discuss it with a rav whether he should be machmer or not. Now, let's see the reasons for waiting 6 hours. So the Taz in Sifkan Aleph says, let's see inside, Yesh bezeh shnei taimim, ha'echod shahabasar moitzi shumon u'moshech tam ad zman oruch. That's the time of Rashi, that the meat gives off shumon, which Rashi adds the words of the nidbak bepeh, and gets stuck in the mouth, and gives us taste for a long time. That's Rashi. Now, what exactly does Rashi mean? So we can understand Rashi in two ways. We can either explain to Rashi that once the food is eaten, the stomach gives off gases or tastes into the mouth, which gets stuck in the mouth, and up until 6 hours, the food is digesting and will give taste possibly into the mouth. Or we can say that when you're eating it, it will get stuck in the mouth and will stay there for 6 hours. So now, from the Torah says, which is also what the Taz says, that according to Rashi, l'tizem mishulei oichel ela lo yislit tinoik and etzorach lahamten. According to this, someone who does not eat, meaning swallow the food, he only chews it, he does not have to wait. So that means that they're learning that the problem is that the food in the stomach will give off taste into the mouth for 6 hours. This is also how the Shach learns in Sifkat and Beis, and that's why he asks on Lavush, because Lavush says that even according to Rashi, if you chew the food, you have to wait 6 hours, even without swallowing it. So therefore, he asks on the Lavush why you have to wait. However, the Sifzedas brings from the Michas Yaakov that the Maharal also wrote like this, and it seems that they had a different girsa in the Torah. This girsa could be found in the Issei V'Heter Ha'oruch, one of the later Rishonim. The Issei V'Heter brings the Torah because of B'Yerudea, Aval Bo'Eisa Suda Afilu Lo Yehi Dover Ben Shinuf Asur, could appear as Rashi. Even if there's no meat in between the teeth, you still have to wait. Lefi Shabasa Moitzi Shuman, because the meat gives off shuman, and therefore he says vehilkoch haloy es latinoik afil loy ochloy. If someone chews it, even for a child, even if he doesn't eat it, tzorach gam kein lahamtin at suda achriti. He still has to wait. Ad kama shenay. This is the Issur Matter quoting the Torah. So it seems that the Issur Matter had a different gist in the Torah, that the Torah holds that even according to Rashi, one has to wait if you only chewed the meat and did not eat it. So it could be, according to those Mefarshim, according to the Issur Matter Ha'oruch, the Levush and the Maral, they would understand Rashi that the taste in the mouth comes from when it's eaten, not from after it's swallowed, not from the stomach, but from when it's eaten. And when it's eaten, it gets stuck in the mouth, the shuman of the basar, and Rashi would hold that kinuach and adocha is not enough, since kinuach and adocha will not remove the shuman. Therefore, even if one only chewed meat, according to these achrayim, even according to Rashi, one would have to wait 6 hours. That's the reason of Rashi. In summary, that according to Rashi, there's taste in the mouth. According to the Torah, the Shach and the Taz, the taste comes from the stomach into the mouth. And according to the Levush and the Maharal and the Issur Matter Aruch, the taste comes from when it's being eaten. That's Rashi. The second reason for waiting 6 hours is the Rambam. Let's see in the second half of the Taz, Sukkot and Aleph, Tama Rambam, Mishum Basar Shebein HaShinayim, because of meat in between the teeth. So again, the lashon of the Rambam is Mipnei HaBasar Shel Bein HaShinayim She'en Esor B'Kinuach, because of the meat in between the teeth, which will not be removed by cleaning it out. So, in the Rambam also we can ask, what exactly does the Rambam mean? What would the Rambam hold after 6 hours? Do we say that after 6 hours, the meat in between the teeth no longer has the din of meat, because it is digested? Or do we say that after 6 hours, we are not worried that there's any longer meat in between the teeth, but if there would be meat in between the teeth, it would still have the din of meat and would have to be removed? So now, the Torah says that according to the Rambam, if I found meat in between the teeth, after 6 hours, you do not have to remove it. So we see that the reason is because it's digested. And that's also how the Taz says, the mikri basar ad sheishois v'achakach habikam uchal. After 6 hours, it's digested, and therefore you do not have to be removed. Ulefizeh, gam haloyes chayv lahamten. According to the Rambam, if you chew it, you certainly have to wait. That if you found meat in between the teeth after 6 hours, that according to the Rambam, it does not have to be removed. That's the reason of the Taz and the Tor. However, there's a problem according to the Rambam. Because we saw the Gemara before, the Gemara says, what's the din if you found meat in between the teeth? So many of the Achronim ask on the Rambam, what's Rav Acha bar Yosef asking on to Rav Chista? The whole reason that we have to wait 6 hours is because of the meat in between the teeth. So certainly, if you find meat in between the teeth, you have to take it out, and you can't eat cheese. So what's his question? So this is the question of the Marshal, the Bach, the Picharosh. So the Shach and Oruch Meshach, which can be found in the Machon in between the Torah and Shulchan Oruch, he answers that Rav Acha ben Yosef did not know the reason of Rav Chista. Therefore, he asked, what's the din of meat in between the teeth? And Rav Chista answered him, Habasar Eidenu Ben Shinayim, that is the reason that why you have to wait 6 hours, because of the meat in between the teeth. The Maram also answers similarly, which could also be found in the Oruch HaShulchan and in the Yad Yehuda, that Rav Acha ben Yosef asked him, according to what you're saying, that you have to wait 6 hours because of the meat in between the teeth, can that really be that the meat in between the teeth is called meat? So Rav Chista says, yes, and I have a proof from the pasuk of Abasar Eidenu Ben Shinayim. That's the teretz of the Maram and the Shach. But Rav Chodesh answers that when Rav Acha ben Yosef asked Rav Chista, what's the din of meat in between the teeth, he's talking about if he found meat in between the teeth after 6 hours. This is also how the Rosh learns the Gemara. So the Rav Chodesh says that that's also the pshat of the Rambam, and therefore he argues on the Torah, and he says that the reason of the Rambam that you have to wait 6 hours is because that up until 6 hours you have to worry that there's still meat in between the teeth, but after 6 hours there's usually not meat in between the teeth, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. But if we do find meat in between the teeth after 6 hours, even according to the Rambam, you would have to remove it. So in conclusion, according to the Rambam, we can understand two ways. The Torah And most of the Achronim understand the Rambam that after 6 hours, the meat gets digested, and therefore if you find some meat in between your teeth after 6 hours, you do not have to remove it. But the Chodesh holds that the reason of the Rambam is that up until 6 hours, we have to worry that there's meat in between the teeth. But after 6 hours, there's usually not meat in between the teeth, and therefore you don't have to worry that there's meat. But if you do find meat, it has to be removed. So now, according to what we're saying, the differences between that we wrote in the share between the Rambam and the Rashi is not according to everyone. The first difference that we wrote is lois latinik, chewing food for a child. So that we said, according to the Rambam, one would have to wait. That's according to everybody. And according to Rashi, you do not have to wait. That's according to the Tor, the Taz, and the Shach. But according to the Vush and the Maharal, and the Sefer Heter, even according to Rashi, you have to wait. The second difference is if meat was found in between the teeth. So we said in the Shir that according to the Rambam, it does not have to be removed. This is according to most Achronim. However, the Pichorish says even according to the Rambam, it has to be removed. Because he holds that the reason is not because it's digested, but because we're not worried that it's meat in between the teeth. And according to Rashi, it definitely has to be removed. The third difference is swallowing meat without chewing it. So that's, according to everybody, the Rambam would hold that you could eat cheese afterwards, and according to Rashi, you have to wait 6 hours. Eating Shuman, the Bir Gwa says that according to the Rambam, you don't have to wait 6 hours, but according to Rashi, you would, because Shuman doesn't get it stuck in between the teeth. Kahar cheese will come back to. Dentures to change, if you have 2 dentures, to change it according to the Rambam would help, according to the Rashi, it would not help. The last one we wrote is flossing the teeth. So now this again is a big machlokes achronim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, like we wrote, that according to the Rambam, if you floss your teeth, if you clean them out well, then you do not have to wait. But according to Rashi, you would have to wait. However, most achronim, the Marshal, the Bach, the Pichorich, and Yad Yehuda, all learn that even according to the Rambam, you cannot rely on flossing, because maybe they're not flossed well enough. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you have a kula, that let's say you chewed meat for your child, and you didn't swallow it, even though we're machmer according to both the reasons of the Rambam and Rashi, but if you chewed the food and didn't swallow it, which is only also according to the Rambam, like we explained in the Taz, not like the Levush, but like the Taz in the Torah, that chewing food is mutter according to Rashi, and therefore it's only also according to the Rambam, and flossing helps according to the Aruch HaShulchan, according to the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a chiddush that if you chewed meat and flossed your teeth, you would not have to wait 6 hours, since according to everybody, the way the Aruch HaShulchan learns, it would be mutter. However, according to most Achronim, both according to Levush and Ra'al that hold, that according to Rashi, if you chew it, you have to wait because the taste gets stuck to your mouth. So, again, flossing won't help even by chewing. And both according to the Marshal, the Bacha, the Pichorish, and the Yad Yehuda that hold that do not rely on flossing, also we cannot rely on this heter of flossing, even if the food was just chewed and not eaten. That's basically Sif Aleph. Now let's see Sif Beis. So the Makor for Sif Beis is the Gemara of Igra that we saw before. Igra said that between chicken and cheese, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to wash your hands or your mouth. So even according to the Rambam, who was more strict and said that Igra only means when you eat cheese first. If you eat cheese first, you do not have to wash out your mouth and hands before eating chicken. And then the Gemara asked on Rav Yitzchok, Reid Rav Mesharshia, that did not wash his hands, and the Gemara answered that it was by day. And you can check your hands, but by night you'd have to wash your hands after eating cheese before eating meat. So now the Gemara doesn't say if Rav Yitzchok washed out his mouth. So Tosfos that learns, like we saw before, that after meat, all you have to do is wash your hands and your mouth, he learns that after cheese, if you then want to eat meat, you do not have to wash your mouth out. All you have to do is wash your hands. But the other Achronim, who hold that after meat, you have to wait 6 hours, they say that Rabbi Yitzchak Mesharshia did wash his mouth out. The only thing he did not do was wash his hands, and that's because you can check your hands since it was by day. So we see from Yitzchak Rabbi Mesharshia that after eating cheese, we have to wash our mouth out, and we have to wash our hands by night, but not by day. So now how does one go about washing out the mouth? So the Gemara brings a machlokes between Beshama and Beis Hillel, 2 lines from the bottom on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Tanya, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mekaneach uBeis Hillel Oimrim Madiach. Beis Shammai says you should wipe your mouth out. We'll see how shortly. And Beis Hillel says you should wash your mouth out. So the Gemara asks, Mai Mekaneach or Mai Madiach? What does it mean that Beis Shammai says to wipe it out and Beis Hillel says to wash it out? Ilema Beis Shammai Oimrim Mekaneach B'lei Boi Madiach. If you want to say that Beis Shammai says to wipe it out, and you don't need to wash out your mouth, and Beis Hillel says, you wash out your mouth, and you don't need to wipe it. So then Gemara says, asks, if you say that, Elohada Omer Abzeira, En Kenuach Peh Elabapas. Now Abzeira says the only way to wipe out your mouth is with bread, and the only one who holds that you have to wipe out your mouth is Beis Shammai. Come on, Ke Beis Shammai. It would come out that Abzeira is saying, like Beis Shammai. Why would he say like Beis Shammai? Halach is like Beis Hillel. So therefore we cannot say that Beis Shammai means just to wipe out, and Beis Hillel means just to wash out. Elo, what does he mean? Beis Shammai Oimrim Mekaneach B'lei Boi Madiach. Beis Shammai says you just need to wipe your mouth out. UBeis Hillel Oimrim Af Madiach. And Beis Hillel is more machmer. You need to wipe it out and wash it out. So the Gemara asks, if you say that, Tavi Lei Mikuli Beis Shammai Mechomuri Beis Hillel. This would be a case where Beis Shammai is more makel and Beis Hillel is more machmer. The listening Gam Mikuli Beis Shammai Mechomuri Beis Hillel. So why don't we say it in Maseches Idyos, where the Gemara lists the cases where Beis Shammai is more makel, why doesn't the Gemara list this case too? Ella, so therefore we have to say that, what does Beis Shammai mean? Mekaneach Beis Hillel Mediach. Ella Beis Shammai Oimer Mekaneach Bu Huadin LeMediach. Beis Shammai says to wipe out your mouth, and you also need to wash out your mouth. Beis Hillel Oimer Mediach Bu Huadin LeMekaneach. Beis Hillel says you have to wash out your mouth, and you also have to wipe out your mouth. Mara Machado, Mara Machado Vloi Pligi. They're not arguing. Each one said what he felt was more important, but they also agree that you have to do the other one. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say that you have to both wash out and wipe out your mouth. So now how is this done? So the Gemara brings Gufo Amar Abzeira, that we learned before, Ein Kenuach HaPeh Ela Bapas, that the only way to wipe out your mouth is with bread. V'hanei Bitchiti, and it's only bread of wheat. Alba B'desayri, bread of barley, Loi, does not wipe out the mouth well enough. Rashi explains it since it crumbles. And even bread of wheat will not help. Only if it's cold. But hot bread, mishtar shatri, is soft and it gets stuck to the palate, and therefore will not wipe out the mouth well. And even cold bread is only if it's soft. But if it's hard bread, it also won't wipe out the mouth because it crumbles. So it comes out, according to this, the only way to wipe out your mouth is with bread made of wheat, which is cold and soft. But the Gemara says that's not the halacha. The halacha is, b'chol milei habikinuach, you can use anything, levar mikimcha, except for flour, tamri, dates, biyarka, and vegetables. Since these are soft, they get stuck to the mouth and won't wipe it out. But you can use any food that wipes out your mouth. So that's the din of kinuach and hadacha between cheese and meat. According to those Rishonim that learn, like we said, that you have to do kinuach and hadocha between cheese and meat. They learned this Gemara that is talking about cheese first and then meat. According to Tosfos, this Gemara is talking about first meat and then cheese. But the Maaseh Halacha is that if you ate cheese first, you have to do kinuach and hadocha if you want to eat meat. So what about waiting? Do you have to wait at all? So the Gemara continues, Boi minei revasi mir v'yechanan, revasi est v'yechanan. How much do you have to wait in between meat and cheese? He says you don't have to wait. So the Gemara asks, if you eat meat, you cannot eat cheese. So according to Rav Chisda, if you eat meat, you can eat cheese right afterwards. So the Gemara says, the question was, his question was, what happens if I ate cheese first, not meat first? If I ate cheese first, do I have to wait in order to eat meat? The Gemara says, no, you do not have to wait at all. So that's the halacha, you don't have to wait. After eating cheese, all you have to do is hakinuach and hadocha. That's the halacha according to the Gemara. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel brings the Zohar. For those that have a Torah, can look inside in Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, and you'll see the Zohar that he quotes. In the Mechonok and Tav Kuf Behei, starting with the paragraph, B'yesh Machmirim. It's the middle of the paragraph, V'im Hu Yoim. And of Kuf Nun Gimel in the old Torah. So the Beis Yosef says, "V'yesh machmirim al atzman shaloi lecha b'osa achal gvina b'suda achas." Some people do not eat meat and cheese in the same suda. Says in the Zohar, Ashkechan, Dechol man da'ochal haymichlo kachoda. Anyone who eats this michel, this food, basar and cholov together, oy b'shat achoda, or in 1 hour, this is the makor to wait an hour, that it should not be eaten in the same hour, oy b'sudas achoda, or if one eats basar and cholov in the same suda, arboin yoimin ischazi gadya machalsa b'kalufei. 40 days, he'll see a armed kid in his peel. Some learn that this means the skin of the person, and on his skin you'll see the shape of a gedi. Of course, this is only for those that are able to see it, for the tzaddikim that are able to see such things. And a bad siyata, help, comes close to him. We can't exactly understand exactly what everything means here, but we'll just try to translate it. The Gorim Latara Dinan Ba'alma, and he'll cause the gates of judgment to open up. No one wants to be judged. Everyone has Chatoyim, and therefore it's not good to be judged. Dinan Delay Kadishin, judgment that's not holy. The Oilid Bar Be'inun Yoimen, if he has a son in these 40 days. Oisven Le Nishmasa Misitra Achwa, he'll get an extra neshama from the Sitra Achwa. Tlayihi Kadisha, he'll get an extra neshama which is not holy, which is not good for him. That's the Zohar. In simple, the Zohar is saying that if you'll eat meat and cheese together, or in the same hour, or in the same suda, for 40 days you'll have not good things happen. So from this Zohar, it came the chumrah not to eat in the same suda, and also to wait an hour. Those who wait a half hour also have what to rely on, that they learn that the Zohar is lavdafka, and it means most of an hour. I'm not sure exactly how they learn that, but it's a minhag, and therefore those who have the minhag can follow it. Then the Beis Yosef brings the Mordechai in the name of the Maharam, that he once found cheese in between his teeth, and therefore he was machmer not to eat meat after cheese. And seemingly he waited 6 hours. And there's one more opinion in the Rishonim that's brought in the Taz, and that's the Issev Heter. The Issev Heter is a makor of the difference between the cheeses. The Issev Heter says that if you eat old cheese that's 6 months old, or gvina hamutulas, wormy or holy, probably like the Swiss cheese, he says that even though there's no iser, one should be machmer because it's moshech tam. That's also how the Taz says that the reason to be machmer here is because of moshech tam, and therefore it's only according to Rashi, you'll have to wait. But according to the Rambam, since the reason of the Rambam is because of the medium between the teeth, we do not have to worry about this by cheese. It has as a chiddush that only meat is called meat in between the teeth, because that's what we have a pasuk with. Cheese that we don't have a pasuk is not called cheese if it's in between the teeth. The problem is that we see that the Maram did not learn like that. The Maram found the cheese and he called it cheese. He was worried because of it. So we see, even according to the Rambam, his reason to wait after eating cheese. But lahalocha, it's only the old cheese, the ones that are meshech tam, but not all hard cheese. So now let's just see the mechaber ma'amah. The Mechaber says, "Ochal kavina mutar leachol achav basar miyad." If you ate cheese, you can eat meat right afterwards. Ubelvad sheyayin yodav. All you have to do is look at your hands. Shelo yehishum davar meagvina nidvach lahem. That to check that there's no cheese stuck on your hand. V'muhu b'layla sheni yochal lain oisam heitiv. If it's at night, you can't check well. Tzorach lerachsim. You have to wash off your hands. V'tzorach lekaneach piv uladicha. You also have to clean out your mouth and wash it out. V'hakinuach hu she Yil ois pas v'kaneach boi piv yofe. The kinoach is that you should chew bread and move it around your mouth to clean it out. V'chein b'chol dover sheyutze. You can use any food you want. Chutz mikimcha v'tamei b'yarka. Except for flour, dates, and vegetables. L'fichah heim nedvokin b'chein nechayim. Because they get stuck to the palate. V'ein mekanchen yofe. And do not clean out well. After you wipe out your mouth with the bread or other food, you should wash it out with water, or with wine. That's if you want to eat the meat of an animal or a chaya. But if you want to eat chicken, after cheese, you do not have to wipe and wash out your mouth or wash your hands. That's learned out from Igla. That those that are machmer even with meat after cheese, שכל שהגבינה קושה אין אוכלם אחריה אפילו בשר עוף. That if the cheese is hard, you cannot eat afterwards even chicken. כמו בגבינה אחר בשר. Just like cheese after meat. ויש מקילים, there are those that are makel, even by hard cheese, ואין למחויס, should not object. רק שיעשה כנוח והדוחה מלטיס עדיים, except that you should make sure that they're doing כנוח והדוחה on the mouth and washing the hands. מי הוא טוב להחמר, however, it's best to be מחמר after hard cheese and wait 6 hours. So like we've brought in the chair, it's machlokes hapoiskim today, what the din of our cheese has. And each person should go according to his place and his rov. The shachs are pretty simple, you can see them inside.